This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. My brothers and sisters in Islam, it was known that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would rush to perform all types of good deeds. But there was one kind of good deed that he would rush to do more than anything else. In the authentic hadith, Aisha radiallahu anha, she says, I did not see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rushing to fulfill a type of good deed more than he would rush to performing the two rak'at of Sunnat al-Fajr. Allahu Akbar. It is the two rak'at of Sunnat al-Fajr. And in the same hadith, she says, وَلَا الْغَنِيمَةِ, meaning the way he would rush to perform two rak'at Sunnat al-Fajr was more than the way he would rush to al-ghanima. Well, ghanima is the spoils of war. Spoils of war means that after the believers have declared victory against the disbelievers and the disbelievers have gone, the believers would come and they would collect what the disbelievers left behind of shield and swords and horses and whatever it is, all materialistic matters. So in other words, he would rush to these two rak'at of Sunnat al-Fajr more than he would rush to this worldly life and what it has to offer. Subhanallah. And this is not strange. لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم himself, in another authentic hadith, he said, رَكْعَتَا الْفَجْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا, that the two rak'at Sunnat al-Fajr is much better than this worldly life and everything that it contains. Subhanallah. How can that be? You reflect over these words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they mean that if you are standing up in prayer, praying these two rak'at Sunnat al-Fajr, it's much better than this worldly life and its glamours and its wealth and its gold and its jewelry and its silver and its houses and businesses, and put all that together, these two rak'at are much better than this entire world. How does that make sense? Al-ulama rahimahumullah, they said that two rak'at Sunnat al-Fajr are permanent in their reward. The reward will remain with you even after your death and after you're resurrected, until they're placed on the scale on the Day of Judgment. Allahu Akbar. Whereas this worldly life is temporary. The day you die is the day the worldly life is stripped away from you. Everything that you owned now is not yours anymore. It goes to your inheritors and those after you. Subhanallah. So this is why these two rak'at are much better than this worldly life and everything that's in it. Because the reward of them remains permanent with you. And this is why, my brothers and sisters in Islam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was so concerned with these two rak'at that he would pray them, whether he's residing in his hometown in Al-Madinah or whether he was on travel. Even if he traveled, he used to pray them. Subhanallah. And you know, sunan al-rawatib aren't a sunnah when a person is traveling, like the rak'at, the four rak'at before Salat al-Dhuhr, and the rak'at after Salat al-Dhuhr, and the two rak'at after Salat al-Maghrib and after Salat al-Isha, they are not a sunnah for the traveler. And the obligatory prayer has been shortened for the traveler. However, the two rak'at of Sunnat al-Fajr, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would pray them no matter what. Subhanallah. This just proves how important they were in his life, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As you get up and you pray these two rak'at, the sunnah is that you recite in the first rak'ah after Surah Al-Fatiha, that you recite Surah Al-Kafirun. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ. Surah Al-Kafirun is you detesting any Lord besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're saying, لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ. I will not worship that which you worship. You're detesting all forms of gods besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then in the second rak'ah, the sunnah is that after Surah Al-Fatiha, you recite Surah Al-Ikhlas. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. And in Surah Al-Ikhlas, you are affirming that there is no Lord worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, these two surahs come hand in hand together to give a greater meaning, to give the meaning of a tawheed. Surah Al-Kafirun is you saying La ilah, that there is no Lord whatsoever worthy of worship. Surah Al-Ikhlas, it's saying Illa Allah, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. This is the meaning of Surah Al-Kafirun with Surah Al-Fatiha, with Surah Al-Ikhlas. So as you're praying these two rak'at of Sunnah al-Fajr. You remember this meaning. You remember this meaning. And what a beautiful way to start the day. You're starting your day with proclaiming and declaring the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only by words, rather in your action, in your salat itself. How beautiful is that? You're ready now to take on this day, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Allahu Akbar. And if that's the reward of two rak'ah sunnat al-fajr, imagine then salat al-fajr itself, how much reward is it going to carry for a person? Subhanallah. My brothers and sisters in Islam, wallahi, there is nothing in this life better than the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Absolutely nothing. Why? Because your worship to Allah Azza wa Jal is what is going to benefit you in your grave. It's what is going to benefit you in the resurrection when you're standing before Allah Azza wa Jal. It's going to benefit you in the paradise in the sense that it will begin to raise you up and up levels and levels. This is it. As you pray Sunnat al-Fajr and as you pray these prayers, recognize and be conscious of the fact that nothing, nothing is better than what you are doing right now. When you pray these two rak'at sunnat al-fajr, realize that there is nothing possibly you could be doing right now better than these two rak'at. Not even going to work, not even hanging out with friends, not even doing whatever you want to do in that day. The best thing you are doing right now is what you are doing as you're standing and praying the salat. Allahu Akbar. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us steadfast upon our worship. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us. Wallahu a'lam. Jazakum Allahu khayra. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.